All right, so are you ready to take a deep dive with us?
Always.
Awesome. Well, today we're going to be looking at Single Player by Tarutai.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool book, and we're not going to spoil everything for you, obviously. We
Right.
want you to maybe add this to your list if it sounds interesting.
Yeah, give you a little taste and see if you vibe with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this one. I thought the characters were really interesting, especially the
Yeah.
two main characters and how they kind of like bounced off each other. It was really well done.
Yeah, and the book starts off with Kat,
Yeah.
who is our aspiring game writer,
Yeah.
and she lands this temp job at Heartrender,
Cool.
which, if you're a gamer, you know, is the studio behind Compass Hollow.
Yeah, everybody waiting for that.
Yeah, like it's the hot new game that everyone is anticipating. And she, on her first day,
Oh, wow.
runs into Andy Zhang, who is like the lead writer and director.
Whoa, talk about intimidating.
I know,
Yeah.
right? Like, talk about an intimidating first encounter,
Yeah.
especially because Andy kind of dismisses all of Kat's indie game experience.
Oh, that's rough. You know that initial coldness from Andy? It really made me wonder about her past.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? You get these little hints about maybe a previous relationship going wrong or a former colleague named Jan Essler who seems very mysterious. I don't know. There's just something there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more to her story.
Yeah, and you kind of want to figure out what it is, like what is going on with her.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then there's Kat's personal life, which is like a whole other story.
Oh, yeah.
She's got this fake relationship going on with Sally
What?
and her family. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Oh.
And Kat is like terrified of what her family's going to think.
Yeah, of course.
But Sally seems to have her own reasons for going along with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of shady.
Okay, so you've got the mystery with Andy, you've got this weird fake relationship,
Right.
and Thanksgiving. This is a lot.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. I know. And then it was really interesting because I feel like Kat, she's trying to project this confidence,
Okay.
especially when she compares her own writing
Oh.
to The Last of Us Part Two.
Bold move.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But then underneath all that,
Yeah.
you can tell she's grappling with all of these insecurities,
Yeah.
especially when she's around Sally, who is
Like an
like,
amazing person.
yeah, and there's this one part where she just compares herself to Sally and feels like she's not good enough. She's not pretty enough. She's not even like gamer enough. It's like she doesn't know where she fits in.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then just to like add another layer of
Oh
awkwardness,
no, what now?
Kat and Andy end up in the same D&D group.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I know, right?
That's a recipe for
I
disaster.
know. And the first session is hosted by Andy.
Oh my
It's like a
gosh.
whole thing.
So
Their
awkward.
first session together is so full of tension. Kat's struggling with the game.
Oh no.
Annie's getting frustrated with her.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Oh, I can't even
I
imagine.
know, it's so cringy.
Okay, so it's awkward, but it's cringy, but it's got to get better, right? Like, it can't stay that way the entire time.
Oh, it gets so much better.
Yeah.
Just wait. Oh, it definitely gets better.
Okay, good.
But I'm still thinking about that encounter at IAX
Oh, yeah.
and Andy's
Was
reaction.
intense.
It was so intense. Like,
Yeah.
she always seems so in control,
Yeah.
you know?
Right,
So
exactly.
to see her just lose it like that
Yeah.
was a big deal.
It was really surprising, I think, up until that point. She's just so competent and kind of even intimidating.
Yeah.
And to see that kind of like cracks in the armor,
Right.
it really makes you wonder what else is going on under the surface.
And Kat, I feel like Kat has some walls up too.
Oh, for sure.
She's putting on this brave
All
face,
right.
but she's got her own issues.
Yeah, I think those insecurities really affect how she interacts with Andy.
Oh, totally.
Like she's attracted to Andy's strength and confidence, but she's also afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of all that, she's trying to manage this whole fake relationship with Sally.
Oh, right, the fake relationship. I forgot about that for a
Oh,
second.
no, right?
There's just so much going on.
Yeah. And there's this scene where she's trying to explain what a beard is to her grandma. I know, it was hilarious.
I bet.
It was so awkward and funny. And I love that Tarutai can just like bring that humor
Right.
into these situations that are kind of tough.
It's a nice balance.
Yeah, it's a really nice balance.
Keeps it from getting too heavy, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
But going back to those D&D sessions for a minute,
Okay.
because I feel like they're actually more than just a hobby for Kat and
I
Andy.
think so too.
It's like their dynamic completely changes
Yeah.
when they're playing together.
Yeah, they get to kind of connect on a different level there.
Yes.
Like they can challenge each other and let their guard down a little bit, maybe even flirt a little
Right.
without all the pressure of work, you know?
And I thought it was interesting how their D&D characters kind of reflected their own journeys.
What do you mean?
So, like, Kat's character, Brush, she starts off really unsure of herself, kind of clumsy.
Oh, okay.
But then with Andi's guidance,
Yeah.
Brush starts to grow stronger and more confident.
Oh, that's cool. It's like a parallel to Kat's own journey.
Totally. Like, she starts out feeling so lost in the gaming world, but Andi helps her find her voice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then all those E&D sessions lead to all these stolen glances and lingering
Oh,
touches.
the tension.
I know. And then, of course, there's the motorcycle ride.
That motorcycle ride, oh my God.
That energy,
The energy is palpable.
it's so intense.
It really is. And then when they get back to Andy's apartment,
Oh, yeah.
you can just feel everything bubbling over.
But they both have so much baggage.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Ani's still dealing with what happened with Aftermath.
Of course, yeah.
And she doesn't want to get hurt again. And then Kat, you know,
Yeah.
she's still trying to figure out who she is and what she wants. And she's got the whole fake relationship thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then at work, there's all the drama with Compass Hollow.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
I know, right?
So Andy's trying to protect her vision for the game, but her boss just wants something that's going to sell.
Exactly.
And then there's the whole mystery with Jan Eschler.
Oh, God,
They're
Eschler.
like, is he trying to sabotage Andy?
Right. It's so hard to tell who to trust.
Yeah, it really keeps you guessing.
But through all of that, you can see that Kat and Andy's connection is growing.
Definitely.
Even when they're pushing each other away,
Right.
you can tell that they're drawn to each other.
It's magnetic.
Yeah. And I really appreciate how their relationship is written. It's not just this perfect fairy tale.
No, it's not.
It's messy and complicated.
Yeah, it feels real.
It does. It feels very real.
Like we all have those relationships,
Yeah,
right?
totally.
Where it's exciting and scary and
Yeah.
exactly, you don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. I think Taratai did a great job with that.
Yeah, I think so too. And I, you know, one of the things that really impressed me
Yeah.
was how she addresses sexism in the gaming industry.
Yes.
Like what happened with Andy and Aftermath.
Right.
It's a reminder that women in gaming,
Yeah.
they face a lot of challenges.
Totally.
Yeah, and it's not just Andy. We see Kat dealing with those microaggressions too.
Right.
It's woven into the story really well.
Yeah, it's very natural.
You know, it makes you think,
Yeah.
but it's not overwhelming,
Yeah, I agree.
which is good because it's a heavy topic.
Yeah, and even though the book deals with some tough stuff,
Yeah.
it's a very hopeful story.
It is.
It's about finding your people and your passion.
Yeah, and overcoming obstacles.
And of course, there's the love story.
Right, the romance.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, it is.
And I think it reminds us that even when things are difficult, we can still find connection and love and a sense of belonging.
And sometimes those things come from the most unexpected places.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've talked a lot about the book.
We've covered a lot.
We've only scratched the surface.
Right.
There's so much more.
Yeah, we want to leave some of that for you to discover.
Exactly. We don't want to spoil
No, we
everything.
want to leave you curious to
Yes.
read it.
And excited to see what
But
happens.
keep that sense of mystery.
Yeah.
We're going to hold off on revealing the really big twists.
Oh, for sure.
But we will be back
Yes.
to talk about what resonated with us
Right.
and why we think this book is so special.
Okay, sounds good. So we talked about the characters and the romance and all the crazy plot twists,
Yeah, it's a lot.
but there's something else I wanted to mention. I love how real the world feels.
Oh, totally. Like you're right there in the thep of it.
Yeah, like you can practically feel the energy of the gaming industry.
Yeah, all the creativity and the pressure and the
Exactly.
late nights.
Yes. And it's not just the big picture stuff either, it's the little details.
Oh, yeah, like what?
The food, all the food descriptions.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I could practically taste that pineapple fried rice.
Oh, so good. And those donuts, the gourmet donuts.
Ugh, don't even get me started on the donuts.
They sounded
I
amazing.
know, right? I'm actually kind of hungry now.
Me too.
I think Taratai has a real talent for capturing the atmosphere of a scene.
Yeah, for sure.
Like those late night D&D sessions, that
Yes.
bustling arcade, even the intimacy of that motel room.
Yeah, it's like you're right there with them, you know?
Exactly. And those settings really add to the emotional weight of the story.
Oh,
Like
absolutely.
that scene in Honesty's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So much tension in such a small space.
Right, it's like you can feel the walls closing in.
And that motorcycle ride through the mountains.
Oh, freedom. That wind in your hair. So good. It's more than just description. It's like you're feeling what they're feeling.
Exactly.
And speaking of feeling things, can we talk about that scene at IAX?
Oh, the confrontation with Jan.
When Kat jumps in to defend Aiyahi.
Chills.
Literal chills.
It's such a powerful moment, you know?
So powerful.
Not just for the romance,
right,
but for what it says about women in gaming.
Exactly. It's like Kat standing up to all the BS.
Yeah, and for Andy, it's like, finally, someone has her back.
Yeah, and after all of that, the ending was just so...
satisfying.
Yes. Seeing Kat and Andy finally get together, celebrating their success with Compass Hollow.
It felt like a win for everyone.
Right. It's like proof that hard work and passion can pay off.
And that finding your people is so important.
Mm-hmm. That sense of belonging was such a strong theme throughout the whole book.
Yeah, totally.
It really resonated with me.
Me too. I think anyone who's ever felt like an outsider can relate to that.
So yeah, I think it's safe to say...
we loved this book.
We loved this book. It's a must read.
It's got romance, it's got intrigue, it's got characters you actually care about.
It makes you think, it makes you feel things.
We really hope this deep dive has made you curious.
Yeah, go check it out.
Without spoiling too much.
Right, discover it for yourself.
There's so much more to uncover.
But we'll leave you with one final thought.
Ooh, I like this.
How do our own experiences shape how we see the stories we consume?
That's a good one.
Yeah, something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into single player.
It was fun.
We'll be back soon with another one.
Can't wait.
Until then, happy reading, everyone.